Eli, now that the opening week is here, when do the butterflies and the juices really start to flow about the postgame?
Well, I think, there's obviously going to be some guys excited, I think. A little nervous, that's normal coming to the first game. So as you get closer to the game, those tend to come up a little bit. But I think it's more excited to get things going, excited about the upcoming season and get out there and play a game that counts. And, going in on an away game, the opening game on Sunday night should be a great environment for us.
Being that you guys, a lot of your starters played limited snaps in the preseason, how much are you still curious about in terms of where the team might still need some polish?
Well, I think you're always looking to improve from week to week. That's part of football, never being satisfied. But, I think we have a great understanding of what we're trying to do, what our assignments are, and the style of football that we need to play. We just got to do a great job, preparing for Dallas, understanding their tendencies, and go out there and execute and make plays when we get the opportunities to.
Coach Matt, you said you looked locked in at practice today. Did you feel that way? And what is locked in?
I've had a lot of time to prepare for Dallas. So really, all of last week, they told me don't even look at New England and start prepping for Dallas. So watched a lot of film and had some ideas. Coach McAdoo's told me some ideas, so I knew a decent amount of plays that might be going in today. So had a good feel for it, and made some good plays. So we got to keep that going.
Did you feel locked in?
Felt good with the plays we ran today. It was a short practice, but it's good to get back out there and get things going a little bit. Tomorrow have another big preparation day, and then get back to the practice field Wednesday.
Eli, when you look at the game film of Dallas, and you've seen them a lot of times, what's the biggest difference between this Dallas team and those you've seen in the past?
Tough to tell. Just from obviously you're watching, preseason games, and a lot of their starters they didn't play a whole lot, but I think they're a very fast team. They run to the ball. They know their assignments. They're very disciplined, and they do a good job just flocking through the ball and keeping everything in front, not giving up too many big plays. So we got to just be able to be patient, have long drives, and try to find some ways to hit some big plays on.
Eli, how concerned are you about Odell's status?
Well, I did. Hey, I didn't like that.
Hey, hopefully, we just got to. I don't really know much about it, so I gotta. My job is to prepare for the upcoming game and have all the guys who are playing prepared to go, and hopefully he's one of them.
I know it's always the Knicks man up, and obviously he's a special guy. I'm assuming that something would change if he's not there. Would you prepare differently or prepare just in case he's not there?
I don't think the preparation is different. I think guys will know what their assignments are, just go about our business and still run the same plays and guys got to know that to execute, and we got the guys that can do that.
Eli, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think you and Brandon Marshall completed a pass in the games. Do you guys feel that you're on the same page though, regardless of that?
Yeah, Brandon and I will be on the same page, but again, that's always a learning curve. We're on the same page. It doesn't mean we'll complete every pass that I throw to him, but we've got a lot of work and communicate all the time about different things. So I expect us to go out there and make the plays that we need to make.
Eli, what does it mean to you to be in position to start? I guess it's what, your 13th straight season opener?
Well, it's exciting. Hey, it's excited about this upcoming season. It's always an honor. You don't take it for granted being able to play in this league and to be a starting quarterback. And a lot of hard work going into it. But looking forward to going out there on the game days and making plays and winning some football games.
How much 200. Do you balance kind of, it's just, it's one game only, but it's also a preseason that's been filled with expectation, and you guys aren't afraid of talking about those expectations as well. So how much, in your head does it feel like just one game, or does it feel like step one on a journey you expect to kind of get to the playoffs?
Well, that's whether you call it step one or just one game. It's the next game. It's the first game of the season. You want to go out there and play well, but you can't win a Super Bowl in the first game also. So we got to play smart and find out our style and figure out ways to win football games and give ourselves a chance in the fourth quarter.
How do you feel like having a fullback in full? Sorry. pull back and four tight ends on your roster this year? It just enhances your offense, gives you more diversity going against defense.
Yeah, I think the fullback and multiple tight ends will help us out just and keeping us different formations, different personnel, and I think that'll help us out so teams will have to prepare for more things.
And in general, Eli, the offensive line, we asked you a million questions, particularly as camp opened. Where do you feel like they're at now? Where is your confidence level in where they're at?
I think the offensive line has done a good job. I feel very confident. They know their assignments. They've been together for a number of years now, and I thought they've had a good spring, and they'll do a great job.
Do you expect them maybe be better if it's the same group, it'd be naturally better than it was last year?
Yeah, I expect everybody. I think you have to grow and you have to get better from year to year, and I think all the guys have shown that commitment and that desire, that mentality that they want to get better, and it'll show on game day.
What was this offseason like for you with some of the stuff off the field usually you obviously don't have to deal with? Was that more trying or anything for you?
I think I do a good job separating everything. When I'm here in the building, my focus is on football, and when I'm at home, I have family. And so, I think I've done a good job separating everything and staying focused on what I need to do to get ready.
Eli, in years past, we'd always say one of you guys getting back to the playoffs. Are the expectations higher now that you did get back?
I don't think you can get too overly concerned with the expectations. I think from the outside, I think we have expectations of ourselves, of the style of football we want to play, what we want to do and need to do to be successful. So I think from that standpoint, we're going to try to hit those goals and I think that should be our concern, not worry about what the outside expectations are.